every week on the Asia Edit, you touch down with me in a regional neighbour of ours to kind of tune into their big stories. And look, it's not often you hear about the powerful horse racing industry not getting their way, especially here in Australia. But that's exactly what's happened in Singapore, where horse racing will end next year. That's because Singapore needs the land used by the only turf club for, wait for this, housing. CNA reporter in Singapore, Tan Si Hui, is with me now. How is the racing industry responding today? Did they have much warning about this announcement?
Yeah, so it's a huge shock. They did not have warning at all. There were some rumblings, but they couldn't believe it when the news actually happened. So on that day, which was on Monday, us media, we got the news quite early on, around in the morning, but the press conference was in the afternoon. But employees were informed about a few hours before the press conference. And yeah, we heard that there were tears, there were really some shock, because some people, they work there their entire lives. So it is a huge blow to them.
So the Singapore Turf Club is the island's only race course. So does this mean that there'll be no more horse racing in Singapore once it's closed?
That's correct. It is the only racehorse arena here in Singapore. It previously moved to different locations, and this is the final location. It moved from Bukit Timah previously, and now it's in Kranji. That's the final stop, and there will be no more other arenas that will be built, and this will be gone.
Do you expect any political fallout from this government decision? I mean, is horse racing still popular in Singapore?
I reckon there won't be a political fallout because of the fact that horse racing is really not popular at all, especially with the younger generation. In fact, it was 11,000 spectators per race day in 2010, and this fell to around 6,000 in 2019, and it became worse after the pandemic. It was 3,000 spectators per race day just last year. So as we can see, it is really a dying sport. And when I visited the area, it was mainly older folks who were there and who were also taking bets. And so it's something that's not popular with the younger generation here in Singapore.
Yeah, it's interesting because there is quite a long history of horse racing. I think 180 years, Queen Elizabeth visited the Turf Club twice. She was a known horse breeder herself. And there's even a name, a race named after her. If you've just joined me, CNA reporter in Singapore, Tan Si Hui, is here. We're talking about the Singaporean government's decision to close the Singapore Turf Club, effectively ending horse racing in the island nation of Singapore. So your television story featured the Second Minister for Finance and National Development. Let's just take a listen.
Over the past few years, we have taken back golf courses, we have taken back other areas. Singapore's getting to the stage where there's less green field for you to build on. You actually have to build brown field. So there will be a time when you have to take back estates or take back precincts and rebuild.
So clearly, the need for housing is outweighing the need for a venue for horse racing. If the government is at this stage where it's talking about taking back so-called brown land, and how serious is the crisis around housing in Singapore right now?
I mean, Singapore is a very small city, so it has been an ongoing issue. It's not a sudden crisis, but because we have only so much land to take. So for example, the forest, the trees, they're trying their best not to touch them. And that's why they're looking for older estates, places that have a lack of people using certain facilities. So like she said that we've been acquiring golf courses. So these places are also being taken up. So it is an issue here in Singapore. Housing, many younger couples, they want a house of their own, and so they're moving out of their parents' homes. And so the government really has to strike a balance between the needs of Singaporeans and also places that are no longer being used. And so they have to acquire these lands and also satisfy the Singaporean population, the need and the demand for housing.
Just last year, Reuters reported hundreds of public housing apartments in Singapore were being sold for over 1 million Singapore dollars because COVID-related construction delays created a shortage of new units. What are house prices like in Singapore at the moment?
So I think Singapore has a unique housing structure because public housing is about 80%. It makes up 80% of the houses here in Singapore. So the houses that we have here in Singapore, it could new houses are called built to order houses, and so they could be bought early on, and the government would take about 5 years to build them, and so it could go up to around $600,000 to $800,000 for a brand new house. And so, I mean, $1 million housing is not as something new, but it could have been exacerbated because of COVID-19. But the government has already started ramping up building these built-to-order houses, and they say that this would quell the housing demand and the prices will not spike up overly or too much. And so they are doing their best to really quell and calm housing prices. I think this would also help in terms of the rental prices, because it has also shot up. But with the houses being built and the construction industry ramping up again, I think this would really dampen the prices, and it would not skyrocket as what you mentioned, $1 million for about 100 houses anymore.
And as for the fated Singapore Turf Club, when will be their last race?
So the last race will be next year in October. There will be a final competition that will be held there. And I think all the jockeys, all the trainers, they will be working towards October next year. And that will be when they will say their final goodbye.
Well, houses, not horses. Australia could learn a lot. Thank you so much, CNA reporter in Singapore, Tan Sie Hui. Appreciate your time.
Sure, anytime.